Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright, in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of splendor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the inheritance of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. The Bible is not mainly a book of advice telling us what to do. It is mainly a book of redemption telling us what God has done. The Bible is not commands with stories sprinkled in. It is a story with commands sprinkled in. To be sure, we are called to the high summons of holiness and obedience, but even this is a grateful response from the heart to what God has done for us in his great grace. Consider this psalm. Pause and notice its subject, God and his actions. Great are the works of the Lord, and these works are studied by all who delight in them. We study what God himself has done. The next several verses begin with, He. God does not passively wait in heaven for us to get his attention enough for him to act. He cannot be bribed. He is not distant, aloof. He is on the move, acting in gracious and merciful ways toward his people. The Bible is a message of gracious redemption from start to finish. Scripture is not an advice column at the back of the newspaper. It is the front page, declaring news of what God has done. He sent redemption to his people. Yes, he did. Far more than the writer of Psalm 111 knew, the good news of the gospel is that God sent redemption in the tangible form of his own Son as a fully human person to launch the renewal and consummation of all things through his life, death, and resurrection.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.